Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Father Innocenzo Gargano, former prior general of the Camaldolese, lives and works at the Roman Church of San Gregorio Magno. He explained to me how the English connection with Rome started here.
In 596-7, St. Gregory sent some monks from this monastery to evangelize the Angles, because the queen of the Angles asked to receive the gospel. And so he accepted, and he sent 40 monks to evangelize the Angles.
Headed by St. Augustine.
St. Augustine was the prior of this group. And from that time, the liaison between Rome and Canterbury, from the medieval time until now.
As Father Innocenzo pointed to the legacy of Gregory in today's world, I asked him to illustrate this in 2 points.
The modern charisma of St. Gregory the Great is the idea of dialogue. We cannot fight the diversities. We always must be able to dialogue, because from the outside comes the same truth which comes from the Lord. And so the exclusion always of the world, in any way, in any situation.
And the second point?
It's the perfect charity. We don't have active life without contemplative life. We need time for study, for meditation, for silence, but we also must give to the others what we receive. Any gift you receive from the Lord, you receive for the others. But you must keep this gift in silence, in prayer, in meditation, to share with the others. This is, for me, the charisma of St. Gregory the Great.
I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.